Imagine for a second that you are suspended, say, 300 feet in the air.
Oh.
You're about 100 miles off the coast of Scotland on an oil rig. The wind is just howling, spray is hitting your face, and you have to repair a high voltage junction box.
That is a
Yeah.
very specific and frankly terrifying nightmare you've just described.
It's a reality for some people. Or, let's take another one. You're a pilot, 30,000 feet, and a warning light blinks on. It's a code you read about in a manual somewhere, maybe 5 years ago, but you've never actually seen it live. In that split second, knowing isn't just about reading a book once, it's competency.
It's literally life or death.
Exactly. It really puts the term high stakes testing into perspective. We're not talking about a high school history quiz.
Right, where you get a B minus and just move on with your life.
And that is the world that a company like QuestionMark lives in. They're not just some quiz maker. They are this massive online assessment platform.
Trusted by over 750 organizations, I saw.
Yeah, huge ones. Aviation, pharmaceuticals, government, the military. Their entire job is to provide the infrastructure to make sure the workforce is compliant and competent.
And legally defensible.
Yep.
They provide that digital paper trail that proves, yes, this person actually knows what they're doing.
And we can prove it in court if we have to.
Exactly.
But here's the catch, and this is really the problem we're unpacking today. You can have the best, most secure test in the world, which QuestionMark has, but how do you actually prepare people for it?
Right, the learning part.
We're living in this age of content saturation, but companies are hitting a massive bottleneck. They have, infinite shelf space for training materials.
But they're stuck in the manual labor of actually making the stuff. It's the production trap.
That's a good way to put it.
You have the regulations, the manuals, the raw data, but turning that into a video or a podcast takes weeks. It costs thousands. And by the time you hit publish, the rules have already changed.
It's the last mile problem of learning. So today's deep dive is a bit of a matchup. In one corner, QuestionMark, the assessment giant.
And in the other.
In the other, a piece of tech called Auto Content API. Think of it as an industrial engine for creating media.
Okay.
And the mission today is to see what happens when you plug that engine into a platform like QuestionMark. Can you actually solve the scalability problem in high-stakes learning?
And this isn't just about making things faster. It's a pretty fundamental shift in how we think about content transformation.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Go ahead.
Because when I look at the industry's QuestionMark serves banking heavy industry, my mind immediately goes to the dreaded PDF.
The enemy of engagement.
It really is. It's that dense 50-page report, new safety protocols 2025. If I'm an employee, I'm just skimming that, let's be honest. And if I skim it, I might fail the assessment later, or worse, I pass by just memorizing facts, but I don't actually get the concept.
And that is exactly the gap Auto Content API aims to fill, specifically with this idea of content transformation. Their source material highlights a really interesting angle. They position themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise.
I saw that. Notebook LM, that's the Google tool that's been making waves, right?
Yeah.
You upload a PDF and it generates two AI hosts who sort of banter about it.
Exactly. And it's
Yeah.
impressive. But here's the key distinction. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's for one person uploading one file.
To listen to on their run or whatever.
Right. Auto Content API takes that concept and industrializes it. It's not a website you visit, it's an API.
Let's pause there for a second. To anyone who's not a coder, when we say API, application programming interface, we basically just mean it's a pipeline.
It's a pipeline, yeah. It's one piece of software talking to another. There's no human clicking generate.
Okay, so a system like QuestionMark could theoretically send 1,000 boring PDFs into this pipeline.
And the Auto Content Engine, which is a mix of large language models and some very specific recipes, would just churn out 1,000 lively two-person dialogue podcasts on the other end.
That is a massive shift. So instead of a compliance officer recording themselves reading a script,
Which, let's be honest, nobody listens to because it's so monotone and dry.
the system generates a 15-minute radio show where two hosts discuss the changes, maybe tell some stories about why they matter.
Precisely. And that format change is key. It creates what the sources call mental availability.
I love that term, mental availability. Break that down for me.
It's all about unlocking time slots where learning typically can't happen. If you send me that 50-page PDF, I have to be at a desk, eyes on a screen, I'm tethered.
Sure.
But if you send me a podcast, I can listen on my commute. I can listen while I'm waiting for my kids at soccer practice. You move the learner from reading to listening.
which effectively doubles the amount of time they have to absorb the material.
It makes compliance docs bingeable.
Bingeable. I like that. But, and this is a big but, what about trust?
Right.
Especially for question marks audience. If I'm listening to a safety update on handling hazardous waste and the AI voice sounds glitchy or it mispronounces carcinogen,
you're tuning out immediately.
I'm turning it off. I lose trust in the whole thing.
That is the critical hurdle. Credibility is everything in these fields. The auto content sources, they really emphasize advanced voice engineering. These aren't the text-to-speech tools from 5 years ago.
The old robotic GPS voice. Turn left at the next intersection.
Exactly. This is different. They use voice cloning, multi-speaker dynamics. The reviews actually describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable.
Steady and believable. That feels very important when you're explaining a new legal framework.
It is. They include things like breath pauses, changes in intonation, even the occasional to make it feel real. Mm-hmm. And they can do voice cloning for executives.
Okay, what does that mean?
So imagine the CEO of a pharmaceutical company. She can't record a podcast every week, but she can record a few minutes of her voice once just to train the model.
And then?
Then the API can generate CEO updates about new compliance standards in her actual voice, basically forever.
Wow. So the CEO is effectively broadcasting to the entire global workforce without ever stepping into a recording booth again.
It decouples the content from human time. It's what we call synthetic media at an enterprise scale.
Okay, so we've got audio covered. We've turned the PDF into a podcast. But let's be real, we're visual creatures.
Very true.
The source material said video is, what, projected to be 82% of all internet traffic? If question mark wants to support modern assessment, they can't just rely on audio and text.
No, they can't. If you're teaching someone how to spot a hairline fracture in a pipe, you need to show them. But then you hit the bottleneck again. Money. Traditional video production is so expensive. You're talking $3,000, $5,000, even $10,000 per project.
Which means you only make videos for the hero content. The big annual code of conduct training.
Precisely. The minor stuff, the little procedure updates, that all stays as text because video is just too expensive. And that's where the API shifts the economics.
How so?
They offer what they call headless content production for video.
Headless. That sounds a little terrifying.
It just means it happens without a human interface in the background. Mm. The API can crawl that same safety document and automatically generate a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
And what does that actually look like? Are we just talking about a slideshow with some zoom effects?
No, it's more sophisticated. It creates avatars. You can pick a professional woman, a casual speaker, and so on. It handles the lip syncing, adds subtitles automatically.
And it formats it for mobile, like vertical video.
It does vertical 9.16 or standard horizontal. Because where are most employees watching this stuff?
On their phones, of course. So let's play this out. I'm a corporate trainer for a question mark customer. I have a new data privacy module. I upload the text.
And the API spits out a 60-second vertical video you can send straight to everyone's phones.
Okay. So what's the cost? That's the big question.
This is the wild part. Producing one of these videos takes about 400 credits on their platform. Based on their pricing, that comes out to roughly 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros?
4 euros per video.
You're telling me it goes from, say, $3,000 down to 4 euros.
That is the cost arbitrage. It's a reduction of over 99%.
That changes the entire strategy. If a video costs 4 euros, you can make a video for everything.
Exactly. That's what they call hyperscalability. You're not just making a video for the main course. You can make an explainer for every single question in the assessment bank if you wanted to.
You democratize high-quality visuals for internal training. You don't need a studio. You just need the text.
And for a platform like Question Mark, which is all about skills-ready assessments, having a visual explainer right there next to the assessment, it just closes the loop between learning and testing.
Now, there's another layer here that I found fascinating, especially for Question Mark. They list global right on their site, USA, UK, Germany, Australia.
Right. High-stakes certification is rarely just a local thing anymore.
And that's a huge challenge. If a safety protocol changes for an oil company, it changes for the rig in Texas and the rig in the North Sea at the same time.
And usually, translation is the bottleneck. You're waiting weeks for the German version, the Japanese version.
And in those weeks, your German workforce is technically non-compliant. That is a massive risk.
A huge risk.
Yeah.
So AutoContent has a solution for this. They call the 50-language unlock.
Is this just like a fancy Google Translate, though? Because we've all seen how that can go wrong.
It's deeper than that. Because it's generating the media from scratch, it can resynthesize the audio and video into the target language.
Resynthesize? So you mean it's not just subtitles?
No. It's a German-speaking avatar or a Japanese-speaking podcast host generated instantly from the English text. The lip-syncing matches the new language. The intonation matches.
That is incredible speed.
Think about the impact on the total addressable market, or TAM. A company can now deploy study materials in Spanish, French, and Hindi on the exact same day as the English release.
Without hiring three different local content teams to do it.
Exactly. It removes the geography barrier. A U.S.-based team can now operate like a global media house.
I want to pivot to something that feels very specific to the compliance world. Question Mark talks a lot about keeping programs current and credible. But the world changes so fast. New laws, new threats.
This is where we get into the intelligence engine side of the API. They have this thing called a deep research endpoint.
This sounded like more than just asking a chatbot a question.
It is. It uses agents that browse the live web. They read reputable sources, DASACC.gov, Financial Times, legal databases. It cross-references and synthesizes findings with citations.
So it's basically doing the work of a junior analyst.
Correct. And for compliance, they have a feature called recurring research. You can set the API to scan for specific topics, say new IT security protocols in banking, every 24 hours.
So a watchdog.
A watchdog that never sleeps. And here's the workflow. The API detects a new regulation. That triggers an action. It can automatically generate a PDF briefing document or even an audio overview summarizing the change.
So the Question Mark administrator comes in on Monday morning, and instead of having to go hunt for news, there's a briefing just waiting for them.
Here are the three changes in regulation that happened this weekend. And because the content engine is right there, they can immediately turn that briefing into a new study module.
The source material also mentioned social listening. It tracks X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. I mean, is that really relevant for corporate certification? Reddit.
Surprisingly, yes. Think about cybersecurity. Where do the first whispers of a new hack or a zero-day vulnerability usually appear?
On Reddit, probably, or some obscure developer forum?
Exactly. It's not on the evening news yet. The API can identify those emerging risks. It's like newsjacking, but for proactive assessment creation.
So Question Mark users could create a test about a new threat before it even hits the mainstream.
That's the idea. It closes the gap between an event and preparedness. You move from being reactive to being proactive.
Which, in these industries, that speed could save millions. So we've covered audio, video, translation, and research. But at the end of the day, Question Mark is an assessment platform. They need quizzes.
They need questions. And this is the final piece of the puzzle. Auto Content API specifically lists quizzes as a core output format.
How does that work? Is it just generating random multiple choice questions?
No, it's structured. It's just the source material, like that training manual, and it outputs structured data, usually JSON.
Okay.
It creates the question, the distractors, you know, the wrong answers.
The tricky ones.
And even things like study guides and timelines to support the correct answer.
And because it's API first, it could theoretically pipe those questions directly into a system like Question Mark?
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah.
An L&D team could set up a process where they drop a manual into a folder. The API drafts a 50-question bank, and it shows up in Question Mark, ready for a human to review.
That review part is key, though, right? We're not suggesting the AI just publishes the test on its own.
Absolutely not, especially not in high-stakes testing. You always need a human in the loop, but think about the time saved.
Writing good test questions is hard. It's tedious.
It's writer's block city. Moving from manual writing to just reviewing AI-generated drafts, it lets the experts focus on quality control, not blank page drafting. Their job shifts from creator to editor.
It really does feel like we're looking at the automated enterprise here.
We are. When you combine Question Mark's secure infrastructure with Auto Content's generative engine, you close the loop.
It's not just about the money, though. Saving 99% on production is, you know, huge.
It is. But the bigger aha moment for me is this idea of omnichannel ubiquity.
That is a mouthful. Say more about that.
It means being present in the learner's ear with the podcast, in their eyes with the video, and in their workflow with the study guide, automatically.
You're surrounding the learner with the material in different formats, which has to help with retention.
And it does at a speed humans just can't match. If the barrier to creating high-quality learning content drops to near zero, which €4 per video basically is, what does that do to the speed of workforce certification?
It speeds it up drastically.
You move from these annual training cycles to maybe daily or weekly micro-learning updates. The shelf life of knowledge is getting shorter, so our systems for updating it have to get faster.
That is a powerful thought. The tools are there. It's just a matter of plugging them together.
And realizing that content saturation isn't a problem if you have the right engine to navigate it.
Well, listener, that is a lot to process. We've gone from oil rigs to API endpoints, from PDFs to vertical video avatars.
It's a brave new world for sure.
I want to leave you with this thought. If you look at your own organization's training or content strategy, which parts are currently bottlenecked just because a human doesn't have the time to type or record or edit?
And what would happen if that bottleneck just disappeared overnight?
Something to mull over. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.